This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Federal investigators are sniffing around drug maker Valeant. It's a company that's taken some heat recently for aggressively raising the prices of its drugs. Feds are looking into those pricing practices and the company's patient assistance programs. A lot of big pharma companies have these programs, which help uninsured or low-income patients afford expensive prescriptions. But the programs are controversial. Some experts blame them for keeping drug prices high at great cost to consumers and taxpayers. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Pharmaceutical firms use patient assistance programs to get at problems like this.
Drug companies know that if patients have to pay a lot of money out of their own pocket for their products, then fewer patients will take the drugs.
David Howard is a health policy expert at Emory University. He says drug companies can directly help patients with prescription costs, except if the patients are on a government insurance program, like Medicare. In that case, Howard says patients can get help through foundations, which the drug companies may give money to.
The restriction is that the foundations can't steer patients to a particular drug.
In the best case scenario, patients can afford life-saving prescriptions. But critics say patient assistance programs may steer people to costlier drugs. Steve Schondelmeyer is a professor of pharmaceutical economics at the University of Minnesota.
There may be a drug available that costs $50 or $100 that is the safest, most effective drug that you should be on.
But he says these patient assistance programs might say, hey, with our help, you could instead take the drug that's $500 or $1,000 and have no out-of-pocket costs. Schondelmeyer says employers or government programs then have to foot that extra cost.
And next year, the premiums will go up, and you will either pay for that as an employee or in taxes.
How big a role do patient assistance programs play in driving up drug costs? Schondelmeyer says that's hard to tell. A lot of the information on the programs is proprietary. But he says they do merit investigation, considering that prices for brand name and specialty drugs are going up 10 to 12% a year. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.